So before we start, just a scheduling note, as you may have seen from the email, next week I'm going to be in Eretz Hashem in the Holy Land. So we're not going to have a shiur next week. Furthermore, because we're so close to the end of Mila, even though we really probably have two shiurim worth, but I don't want to leave one dangling shiur for 2 weeks. So we'll pick and choose a little bit. And whatever we finish tonight, we'll finish. And then in Eretz Hashem, when I come back, we'll have a decision to make. Do we want to go straight and do the next mitzvah? Or do we want to skip to a mitzvah after that, which may be a little bit more exciting? I don't know. I'm open to opinions. We can go straight, or we can skip around. It's up to you. Anyway, but Lamaisa, right now... Okay, so we may do that. Yeah, we may only give... This will be, Mirtz Hashem, our 11th Shurim Bris Milah. We will not be doing 11th Shurim on Gittin Usher. That I can tell you. So maybe one, maybe two, or maybe none. We'll see. We'll make that decision in a week or two. But let's complete, Mirtz Hashem, our learning now of Bris Milah. And we left off last week in the new Minchas Chinuch on page Yud Gimel, on Amud Yud Gimel, on the right-hand column. And the big Chiddush, which we saw at the end of the Shir, which the Minchas Chinuch is going to pick up with tonight, and we're going to develop it even further, is the following. The Minchas Chinuch Chiddush was that if you have a Bris Milah before the eighth day, or even if you have a Bris Milah after the eighth day, but you have it at night, which you're also not supposed to do, in both cases, two things are true. Everyone agrees one thing is true. The Minchas Chinuch Chiddush is that two things are true. Number one is you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. That's the non-controversial part. And his chiddush is that you also were not mevatel a mitzvah. Now, l'chora, those things are contradictory. Usually, if you say, I didn't fulfill tefillin, I was mevatel tefillin. I didn't fulfill lulav, I was mevatel mitzvah's lulav. It's itself an avera. But says the Minchas Chinuch, no. Because only at the times, either the eighth day and then after that, day versus night, only at those times is there a mitzvah. And only when the mitzvah is shayich, can you be mevatel it? But if the mitzvah is, if the mitzvah is, on the injured reserve, the mitzvah is not in the game, so then you can't be mevatel it. So therefore, comes along, Minchas Chinuch says, if you do the bris milah, the medical procedure of it, even though there's no mitzvah, so on the one hand there's no mitzvah, but on the other hand, since there's no chiyuv at that time, the memela can't be a bittel. So what happens when you get to the eighth day? What happens, if it's after the fact, when you wake up the next morning? The answer is, there's no arla. So in Mitzvah, there's no arla, and therefore, Memela, there's no mitzvah.
Who would argue to say that you're Mavato? There's no
mitzvah. You could argue. The argument is because I rob myself of the possibility. We'll see perhaps tonight. No, but I don't know. I'm saying, so the fact that I can no longer do the mitzvah, maybe I rob myself of the mitzvah.
Why? We see by Tafas Dami.
No, so that's what he said, okay. So those who hold the Tafas Dam is Daraisa, maybe they hold it. You and Mevatel it.
In the worst case, then maybe you would be able to do a Tafas Dam.
But no one holds that that's a full kiyum. I don't think.
You were mekayim the mitzvah alts the fact. You were mekayim the mitzvah to do the tefila shame mitzvah, but you're.
No, it's more than that. It's more than that. Before the eighth day, take that. It's the easiest example. Before the eighth day, there's no chiyuv. It's worse than just not l'shem l'chachila.
Because on the eighth day,
You're totally biased because you've been brainwashed by the Minchas Chinuch, which is not a bad place to be in life.
No, but there's no orla.
I'm saying, but that you're. I'm not saying it's what you're saying is.
What's the chiddush then? What's the?
I think what could because I prevented myself from the pos. The
I'm not an earl. No.
Correct, but I prevented myself from fulfilling the mitzvah. I have a mitzvah to do it. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis.
That I understand.
And I didn't do it. So, palapatish, that's called the bittul mitzvah. Plus, maybe the chiyuv is shayich before the eighth day. That is in general, I'll give you as an analogy. I wasn't thinking of speaking about this, but since you're probing, which is good, it's good to probe, so you just reminded me of an analogy. It's not precise, and it's better than what I'm going to tell you, but in general, the Rogachover in particular, but other Achronim speak about this, the Rogachover is famous for a Chakira, which you find in other Achronim as well, about Shi'urim. And it's not exactly reminiscent of this or analogous, but it's close. When you have a shear, let's just take, for argument's sake, a kezias. So when you have less than that kezias, how do we understand what's going on? Is it pshat that every little bit incrementally I'm building up to the shear? But lamaisa, as I'm building up, I'm shayach, I'm in the game, I'm just not yet at the minimum number. Or do we say, no, it's not incremental, it's all or nothing. What I like to think of as the pole vault or the high jump mushel. It doesn't matter. If you have to get over the bar at 6 feet, 2 inches, it doesn't matter if you did 6 feet, 1.5. Either you got it, or you didn't get it. So there's two approaches to understand a shiur. Let's just give one example, mem saf for a mikvah. So as you're filling up the water, is it shayich to mikvah, it's just that I'm not at the shiur yet, or it's mamish nothing? Or, for example, the mishnayis in Maseches Challah, right? Only certain amounts of challah require that you are mafresh to give to the kohen. So what if you have a smaller amount of dough? Is it shayich, or is it nothing until I get? Is it all or nothing? Oh, no, there could be nafkaminas, and this is an analogy. Because so let's just focus on this, though. Yeah, let's focus. No, it's not just theory. It's not just semantics. It's not just semantics, because the shaila will be, let's say you have something that could theoretically be posel, which occurs in that earlier stage. Do you view it, and again, you'll forgive me, but it's just too convenient and natural for me to use a sports muscle. Is it pshat that something happened in the preseason? So it doesn't count. And the only thing that matters is when the lights go on, and that's when I hit the shear. And in theory, if the guy has recovered, he didn't miss any games. Or do you say no, even though I'm not yet up to the shear, but it's incremental. It's what we say, to use the Hebrew term, it's meshech shayach. It's shayach to the mitzvah. And if I'm just not at my minimum yet, but I'm in the game. It's the regular season. And therefore, if I have some kind of a davar haposel, even then, you got to wipe it out and start over. There are nafkaminas. Yes, that's a similar example. Yes, that's a similar example. Whenever you have processes, the question is it all or nothing. So the Ragat Shavar is famous. He refers to this question, do you look at it as a sheer tziruf, you're incrementally building, or do you look at it as a sheer nekuda? There's a certain line, and either you're above it or below it, but nothing else counts. So it's not a perfect example, but al derech analogy, that's a shaila. As you're going day one, day two, day three, before you get to day eight, what's the pshat? Is it all or nothing until the eighth day is nothing? Or do you say no? It's shaykh to the mitzvah. It's just that there's no ability to fulfill the mitzvah yet. You assume that there's no chiyuv till the eighth day. But maybe one could argue that there is a chiyuv. I just can't be mekayim yet. And if that would be the case, then maybe by doing the bris milah ahead of time, it's not just pshat that I won't fulfill the mitzvah, but that I was mevatel the mitzvah. It's somewhat ironic or somewhat paradoxical, but the more credence you give the pre-eighth day stage, then the worse it is to do the bris then. Do you understand? The more credence you give it, the worse it is. It would be like, again, to take for example, if I have a bad game, if it's in the preseason, it doesn't hurt my statistics for the regular season. But if you hold that it's part of the season, so then, on the one hand, you're saying the game had more chashivas. On the other hand, yeah, but if I do bad in that, it hurts me more. So if you see the pre-eighth day as shayach to the mitzvah, then by messing up then, it's a real mess up. If you hold it's not shayach, then you could have this kind of halachic amnesia, what the Minchas Chinuch is describing, which you think is poshut, but I don't think it's poshut at all. I'm not saying he's wrong, I don't think it's poshut. And which he says, no, I did the bris milah on day six, I wasn't supposed to, I know I wasn't supposed to, I'm not going to fulfill the mitzvah, I'm not getting a medal, but comes the eighth day and I don't do a bris, it's not pshat that I'm mevatel to the mitzvah, there's just no mitzvah, the mitzvah disappeared from me. The Minchas Chinuch, what do you mean we, Kimo Sabi? The Minchas Chinuch said. I'm not saying it's defensible. I'm just, you know, I didn't go to law school, so now I have to, you know, if I would have, so now you have to argue the other side. So I'm arguing the other side for you. You wanted to know what's the Chiddush? This is the Chiddush. I'm not saying this is debatable. It's not debatable. Of course you can make the point. The Minchas Chinuch made that point. So, even though it's very obvious, at least to some, but let's just point out some of the added things that the Minchas Chinuch develops, this idea. So that's what we left off with yesterday. And the Minchas Chinuch, this is in the fourth paragraph on Amud Yud-Gimel on the right-hand side, beginning with the big words, velo. So after making this point in terms of his own shita, so the Minchas Chinuch, you know, I guess without aid of a computer, but with his computer-like mind, scoured Shas, looking to test his thesis. And he sums up his efforts. He says, I haven't found anywhere that by doing the bris milah early, that somehow I've messed up. It's a lav habla mechlalase. What's up, pshat a lav habla mechlalase? When you're fundamentally an assay, but sometimes the assay is either you did it or you didn't do it, that's all. But sometimes the assay is so strong that you have to do it, and if I don't do it, it's almost as if I violated an assay in not doing it. Not doing it, usually that itself
usually that's just parv, so to speak. But if you say that not doing it is a real bittul, that would be what's called a lava ma'amachal asay. And says the Menachas Chinuch, like Didi thinks is pashut, he says, I looked in the shas, and there's nothing to disprove that. The hainu b'yom ha'shmini v'lo kodem, o b'yom o'b'layla, the over ba'asay. Nowhere does it say that if you do it at the wrong time, that's a bittul asay. Rak de'en ha'makayim, just that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. U'mashim b'vur b'megillah, de'en malin b'layla, the fact that there's a mitzvah, dafke at day, not at night. Hainu de Einu makayim mitzvah smila. Abba she iser bedavar. Lo matzino. So he's just proving his point. I in Shabbos, etc. Harbe dvarim denafke mikra debiyom vavalayla. So you see that it's not like the Gemara didn't know that you could darshan things from that pasuk. You could darshan many things. And yet, ein shum iser im tokeya balayla. Oh no, to lulav balayla. Right? Just like there would be no iser if you did such a thing. Im kein nami. Menalan diyesh shum iser lamol toch shmona balayla. Rak lo kiyam a mitzvah. Aval ein shum onesh olav. And a chanami. And a chanami.
That's well, an obvious difference because taking a lulav at night or a bint of hay at night doesn't
Right. We're about to get to it. Very good. So now he's going to ask the question. Maybe there's a different mitzvah which could be make another argument. Hein emes tematzinu heichadich siv zman leiser. We do have some examples, though, where the halacha does give us a time ingredient. Hu lifnei hazman b'lav haba mechlal asay. And then we would say, if you jump the gun before it, maybe talk yimur mevatel something. Kivur b'psachim perakol shah. De ochal es ha-pesach lifnei hazman over ba'asay. What about if you ate the Karban Pesach too early? You ate it on the day of the 14th and not the night. Not the night of the 15th. De chsiv v'ochlo es ha-basur b'layla v'lo b'yom. And maybe therefore you would say, Havelei lav haba mechlal asay. V'chein pasuk Rambam perches mikarban pesach, ach zed dematzina mefurish matzinu. So says the Menachas Chinuch, you're right. Karban pesach taka, he is going to make the argument that taka, maybe that Gemara implies that if you jump the gun, there you are mevatel and asay. But that's because it's a bona fide drasha and a Gemara. And just because I have a bona fide drasha Gemara one place, doesn't mean that I should assume it would be anywhere else. Hecha de matzino matzino. If the Gemara says it in one place, I don't necessarily going to assume it's going to be here. Hecha de lo matzino. And in our case, I've scoured Shas as Menachas Chinuch. No one ever says it about Mila. Menalam lechadesh iser kodem zmano. Why should we make up an iser? Adarabba matzino b'shover v'lulov d'lak iser b'layla. Hecha de lo matzino b'shas iser asay midonon. Eich v'yichal aseinu l'drosh iser batzmeinu. Hecha de lo matzino b'shas. Mila does have a beginning and an end.
Huh?
Mila does have a beginning and an end. Oh, it doesn't have an end. And therefore, no, because
therefore
here we're on the front end. Here we only care about the front end. The point is, there is a time that before which, on the front end, before which you shouldn't have done it.
Maybe because there's no
back end,
so the front end is no good.
I don't know. I wouldn't have. Because why should that make a difference? We're talking about the front end.
You
would be mevatel and asay, but you wouldn't be a maisa of avera. That's his point. That if you eat the korban pesach early, that itself is a maisa of avera.
And if you ate it afterwards, it's not a maisa.
No, it's just a bittul mitzvah. It's just like not putting on tefillin.
And it's a maisa of avera if I put on tefillin.
No, it's not. That's the point. It's not.
It's not a maisa.
If I put on tefillin now, no. Just not a mitzvah.
He hasn't given us just the way it's gesagt.
Well, why don't you just approach it from the perspective that when there's a boy born, there's a chiyuv to malam on the eighth day. The guy who's born without an arla, so he's an onus. He can't malam himself on the eighth day. But if you create this, if you had a chiyuv, here's the eighth day.
Again, this is the argument against Ein Chanami. I made that argument before.
I mean, you're not an onus. You did it.
Ein Chanami. But again, his point is that, again, to argue the Didi case and the Menachas Chinuch case, his point is that, you know, halach, we have selective knowledge. As, you know, the light is on only b'shas chiyuv. And b'shas chiyuv, now again, you'll say min shamayim, you know, is it possible that a chamei v'esrim, you know, you're going to get an extra patch for this? I guess you could say that. But strictly speaking, the letter of the law, did you do an avera? So you could argue yes, but the Menachas Chinuch says no. We only go by when there's a Shas Chiyuv. You did it earlier, you did a Sunday one on Shabbos or something like that. Sunday and you did it on Shabbos.
It's just called below us a mitzvah, no? You know, it's not called like Mabai.
Well,
isn't that for being Mahal Shabbos? I don't remember
the Gemara. But the bottom line is, if you're right, and Chaim is questioning that, for the record, that's Chaim Spiro, S-P-E. I would never question Tali. But if you're right, Senechanami, that's confirming exactly what the Michas Chinuch said. I don't recall though. I admit that I don't recall the Gemara. I'm not sure. I don't remember it well enough to know who's you or Chaim are correct about that. I don't remember. So I want to skip the next paragraph, as I said, since we want to finish as much as we can tonight. You didn't miss anything. We're at the same place we were at the beginning of this year.
I'm the only one with the Tabush edition.
When even Tabush is not using a Tabush edition, you know that it's time to move on. Instead of that vacation for your 40th birthday, your wife should have gotten you a Menchas Chinuch.
This goes through.
This last O's is huge, right?
Huge.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
No stops, no red light, no.
There are Sephardic codes in it that Didi can read. He would be able to find it.
820, and I finally got it.
Okay, let's skip to the next paragraph. So you'll ask Didi, Nu, why is he being myrich in this so much? Because he says, I think the Mishnah Lamelech disagrees with me. He didn't know about Yosef Wolf yet, but the Mishnah Lamelech he thinks disagrees. Herachti bezel afisher isi b'Mishnah Lamelech. Because of, now, the particular case of the Mishnah Melech is going to be, you know, out of left field. But it's going to be the yesod that we want to distill, which is going to be the relevant part. The Mishnah Melech says in Hilchos Malachim, the Ben Keturah, our old friend's cousin, as my cousins would say. Then we will the rest of your life. That's correct. Ben Keturah, Imal Kodem Shmoneh, Obalaila, Laharambam, Disraeli, Degamal, Lesei, Nerag Ben Noach, Imkei, Nerag Gamkan. So I have to give you a mili de hakdama, but only a minute. I don't want to get bogged down at it because it's mamish off the topic. It's just that the Menachas Chinuch verschlepped it in. The Mishnah Melech did, and the Menachas Chinuch verschlepped it. Dinim de ben Noach. One of the seven mitzvahs ben Noach is what's called dinim. What is the definition of dinim? That is not as clear as saying Ritzicha or Avodah Zarah or Gilui Arayos. What's the definition of dinim? So that is actually the subject of a very famous machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, which he's alluding to now. It's actually on the Maisa of Dina and Shechem and Levi, etc. That's where they have this machlokes. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah asei to have a legal system. Whatever system you want. You like America, you like England, you like Canada, even like Brazil, Gazeta Hate. Whatever system you want, but there has to be a legal system. And it's Feshtetzach, he says it's obvious that if you'd have a legal system, kidnapping and rape should have been a problem. And therefore, he says it wasn't just pshat that Shechem was chayiv misa because of the arayas that they did to Dina, but the whole city. He's answering the kasha of the Rambam. How come they had a right to kill the whole city? So the whole city was chayiv because they violated the mitzvahs dinim de ben Noach. Because they should have held, he's the king, he's the prince. Nope. Speak truth to power, says the Rambam, in essence. They should have held them to account. And because they didn't, as a society, there was no structure in place to try them for the abuse and the rape and kidnapping of Dina. So they, not just he, they were all in violation of Dina and the Ben Noach. What comes out according to that, as the Menachas Chinuch is noting here, is that that is obviously a mitzvah asei. Do a legal system. They didn't get killed. That's a chiddush because generally we assume that the Dina and the Ben Noach, that the mitzvahs Ben Noach are all los aseis. But that's what comes out according to the Ramban. The Ramban, on the parsha, on the story of Dina and Shechem, he says, no, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is it's not generally the idea of having a moral society and judging. It's very specifically choshen mishpat type halachos, very, very specific issues of morality and certain basic requirements that are much, much more narrow and much more specific. and therefore thou shalt not do X and Y. Because not everything is going to be included in the seven, in the other six thou shalt nots. So other more basic, but Ramla Chavero, Mamanistik, thou shalt nots, says the Minchas, says the Ramban, is covered in the dinim. It's like a catch-all in the more civil, you know, discourse-type things. So they're all thou shalt nots. So the Ramban preserved the notion that even dinim is also a losase, like the previous six. So the Mishnah Lelacha references that machlokas, and he says, listen, a regular guy, that's not shaykh, then a chayv and mila. Ben Keturah is the din of a goy, but because they're Ben Avram, as we've seen, perhaps even more than we were interested in seeing, but we've seen quite a bit here in the Menachas Chinuch, the Derchayv in Mila. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, that's a perfect case. If a Ben Keturah doesn't do a Mila, they were being Mevatel in Aseh. So could they get that severe level of punishment, like the Rambam says, by Dinan Ben Noach is an Aseh that you can get killed over? Or is it going to be analyzed through the prism of the Ramban? So with that little hakdama, now let's go back and see it again inside. Who says the Ben Keturah Imal Kodem Shmona? Let's say the Ben Keturah jumps the gun. Oh, Belaila, according to the Rambam, which Rambam? Not a Rambam of Ben Keturah, not a Rambam of Bris Mila. The Rambam in general about Shavim Mitzvot Bnei Noach in Dina and Shechem. This relates the Gam Hal Asay Nerag Ben Noach in Kain Nerag Gam Kan. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, this is the important point, Edie. The Mishnah Lamelech says, again, we're not questioning whether Rambam is right or not, but in the Mishnah Lamelech's own mindset, you could plug in the Rambam and say that Taka, he'd be chayiv, because he's a Mavatal Yasei, and according to the Rambam, you can be chayiv Misan Abitul Asei if you're a non-Jew. Ul Ramban Ein Herogin. Now, why is the Ramban Ein Herogin? Is that a machlokas in Hichos Milo or in Hichos Ben Noach? No, exactly. But the Mishnah Lamelech assumes that Al Tilchas Mila, even the Ramban agreed that he was a Mevatel Mitzvah Asay. It's just the corner of the Ramban. You're not Chayiv Misa as a Ben Noach on a Bittul Asay. Gan Kosov there, then he quotes a Rosh who's Mesupik in something. Let's leave out the Rosh for a second. That'll complicate us needlessly. Last line on the column. I'll skip a line. The last line on the bottom of our column. Ulefi Derarov. Now, you could already anticipate who's sharp, why the Minchas Sinach is not going to like this Mishnah Lamelech. Who wants to guess? Why is Minchas Sinach not going to like this Mishnah Lamelech? Dini doesn't have to get it because he's so ensconced in the Minchas Sinach he can't see out of the box. But Yosef for sure should get it.
Why does Minchas Sinach argue? Because he knows there's no Isser.
Exactly, because what is the Mishnah Lamelech assuming? That when you jump the gun, it's a bitul asay. And then he could start plugging in, well, according to the Rambam, yes, Misa, the Rambam, no, Misa. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't get off the ground. Because there's no bitul asay before the eighth day. It's just that there was no Arla. So that's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch points out. Well, the feed the Rara of last line, Yisrael over ba'asay, uben ketura l'harambam nerag. So, that's clearly not going to sit well with the Minchas Chinuch. Vanilo basi lide midazu, says the Minchas Chinuch. Hold on. That is way too far. I think that's a mistake. Kamosha kasavnu, because after all, as I've said, ain isser klal if you do it beforehand. Ki lega chiv mitzvah klal kodem shmona obalila. Achu goreim shlo lakai mitzvah. He's done not a great thing. The mashkiach in the yeshiva would give him musr. Because he didn't allow himself to have a mitzvah, but he didn't do anything wrong, beferish, ain't no garim bittul mitzvah, ke'en olav mitzvah b'higi yizmana de'en lo arla, because l'maisa b'shas mitzvah, he just didn't have an arla, that's all, rakein ha'kayim mitzvah, imkein b'Yisrael, now going back to the Yisrael, ain't lasos kein kamo shema amru, ain't chanami, the mashkiach, when he gets up in the yeshiva and he shries, he's going to tell you, don't do this, because it says in the Gemara Menachis, gabi tzitzis, be'idon ritcha, we saw last week, right? I don't have to wear any dalad kanfis, right? Many a high school boy has tried this one, right? I don't have to wear tzitzis, tell me where it says I have to, and the high school boy is right, you don't have to. If you're not wearing dalad kanfis, you don't have to wear tzitzis. It's just that the Gemara says, it's a foolish thing not to be running after mitzvahs, because when Hashem is even keeled, so you're not going to get the reward, but you won't get the punishment. What's the big deal? But be'idin ritcha, when Hashem is upset, and all of a sudden he's looking more kachut hasaira, you're going to be, the fact that you did just the attitude issue of you didn't want to fulfill a mitzvah, that itself could be held against you. So it's just not a great idea. Aval ben keturah, so that's nice for a nice, you know, yeshiva bachar, you'll give him that musr. But la maisa, in yeshiva's keturah, You know, they don't have such a halacha. Ben Keturah, Efshar Ein Lav Chiyuv Klal Lav Yatzlo Dei Chiyuv Mitzvah. This Musar Vorta Menachas, who said that's got anything to do with Ben Keturah? Imkein Mutar Lechar Chila! Mutar Lechar Chila, says the Minchas Chino. Chlach Tocha Arla Toch Zmano Ba Laila. So your mamish have me... No. Even if the mitzvah is to have a bris milah. But the point is, l'shitaso, l'shitascha, the minchas chinuch holds that it's only a chiyuv to fulfill bishas chiyuv on the eighth day and subsequently daytime versus nighttime. But if you remove the arla before then, you've done nothing wrong. It's a very strong, very strong. So you want to read in Viter, then maybe that gets even to a bigger issue than we're discussing, which is, how does he understand the talk of the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Yeah, and you could definitely, after all, they don't have Priya. You could definitely argue that it's a lesser kind of a mitzvah, and maybe regular Mila is the Mamish the Maisa, and maybe by them it's only just not to be an RL. That's possible. That's not bad. That's not bad. Right, but yeah, so Enechanami. You might be right. He doesn't say that, but that's... I read it the way I read it. I'm saying, I like what you're saying. You're giving it time. I don't know if you need to say it, but I like what you're saying. The bottom line is mikotze ala kotze. Right? What are the two extreme shitas? According to the Mishnah Lamelech's understanding of the Rambam, a Ben Keturah who has the Mila early, it's Chayv Misa. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, he did it l'chachila. And when you ask, and then you wonder why people get confused. Yeah, where does cynicism come from? So, Yimamish have really, mikotze ela kotze. Okay? Good. Now, let's... Can you pause this for 1 second? I want to skip. Two more topics which are very, very interesting. I hope we'll even get to do both. There's two more topics that are really, really worthwhile. Number one is an Os Chaf Gimel, which I think, Yanki, you have a Chaf Gimel, right? Oh, you don't have Chaf Gimel, it's in brackets.
I have a Chaf here and a Gimel.
You got a chuff on page 10, you got a gimel on page 11.
I got a straight road looking at a note here in Connecticut.
Okay, well, in the new ones, we'll do a little chuff gimel, then we'll skip to chavav. Yanki, I'm skipping down about three paragraphs to the beginning of the paragraphs.
I'm not joking, I have one paragraph at the end of the mitzvah.
Okay, the word I'm looking for is v'hinei b'mashe kasavno le'el.
Around how many words?
So says the Minchas Chinuch, B'mashi gesav nul el, Os Chaf Aleph in the fancy versions. What happens if you have a case, a Ben Keturah, who was a righteous Gentile Keturah? So they talk a God of Bris Mila, not a doctor. They got a Bris Mila because they knew they were supposed to Alt Yiddishkeit. Ubal Yiskar. But then, you know, we figured if half is good, then a whole is better. What do I need to just be a Ben Keturah looking on the outside in? I want all the way. I want to be a full-fledged grandson of Avram Avinu. Therefore, he came to Mimizgayer. So we had said previously, only briefly, and now he's going to develop the point, L'cha'ora, Ein Tzara Chatofas Dambris. So now that he comes, we're going to have to do Kabbalah Mitzvahs with him, and we're going to do Mikvah with him. Do we need to do Chatofas Dambris? Zot the Minchas Chinuch, presumably not. We have a case which the Gemara refers to as Aravi Mohul. What's Aravi Mohul? That's an Arab who gets a bris milah because they think they're mechuyev. But that has zero halachic consequence whatsoever. The equivalent is a guy who just gets it because of the doctor. And that doesn't count. So a non-Jew who says, I got it because the doctor said it's going to cut down on my urinary tract infections. So my parents said, doesn't the doctor say that? Barry? They do say it. Oh, they used to say it for sure. Okay. Anyway, I'm not taking a position on that. But the doctor could have said it, right? Okay, the doctor definitely could have said it. That's Barry Reiner nodding his head. voluntarily nodding his head. So the point is, maybe you would have said that just like a guy who gets the just for medical reasons, and then he comes to be Megayer, so there his mila, even if it's perfectly done, is irrelevant halachically, and we do require hatafa, comes along. Minchas Linach says, but this guy wasn't doing it like a doctor, like an aravi. He was doing it the shame mitzvah. We're going to get to it. He's going to plug that in. Right. I've told you about that in the past, but now we're really going to get to it. The shum ain't on yimol a mitzvah, ki ain't on mitzvah. The Arab or the kid who's just getting it for the doctor, it's no shaychus to being a religious act, a ritual. Aval b'nei ketura, kevin hei mitzvah na lamila, afshar de mila ha-hi, also lo. So that was the chiddush. Akasavti, the afshar de kevin de lo nifru. But then he backs out, because he says, after all, b'nei ketura na chayev in priya. Vaf im nifru, and even if taka they did it, halein a mitzvahim. So he said, maybe that Priya will be a hang-up. But then he seems to back out of that also. And that's based on Shevet Levi. I told you about that previously, but now we're going to see it inside. So I think I may have quoted to you from the Ritva, but it's also from Ramban, and it's not entirely surprising in the Rashba, because that is, as you know, is one base medrash, the Ramban to the Rashba to the Ritva. So the Ramban says, and it's also quoted by the Rashba, Zol and Yevamos and Perka Arel, Shekosov, it's also in that Ritva if you want to look, Shekosov, the Osam Yisrael, Kigon Shevet Levi, Shemolu Atzma B'Mitzrayim, Ve'mechzigu B'Bris, L'hayitzrichim Hatef D'Ambris, Kodem Kabbal Satorah, Kedin, Goy, Mahul, Shenechnas Adas Yisrael, Kevin Shayu Mitzuvim Alzeh. West Pshat. The Gemara there says that how do we know the different processes of Geirus? We learn it from the Jewish people as they went out of Mitzrayim before Kabbalah Satorah. And the Gemara shows by Psukim that they brought a carbon, the Mida Araisa, Bezmana Mikdosh, part of going to converting is Hartzos, carbon is bringing a carbon, number one. Number two, we see from the Psukim about Mikvah, before Har Sinai they all went to Mikvah. And number three, all the men had to have Bris Mila as well. So the Rishonim on that Gemara asked, we have a Masorah, it's a Medrash, Parshas Vayechi, it says about Levi, Brischa lo yinsoru, what which Brischa you did not obviate. So the Medrash says that the Masorah is the Sheva Levi, just like we know they kept other mitzvahs, even in Mitzrayim, Bris Mila as Bnei Avram Avinu, all Jews, all the Shvatim were obligated. That was at the bris that Avram got, just like Keturah got the obligation as a child of Avram. Nevertheless, all the Jews did lots of Averis in Mitzrayim, as we know. But Sheva Levi, they were the heroes, and they didn't do other averus, and they also kept the mitzvah of Mila. So the Rishonim ask a fascinating question. On the one hand, they had Bris Mila. Every one of those Levim who went out already had a circumcision. There's no Arl anymore. On the other hand, they didn't do it b'toris, the Jewish people are mitzvah, the Torah is mitzvah. They did it b'toris, Avram was mitzvah, and I'm a child of Avram. So do you, that's not the same mitzvah as we all have. That was a time-limited mitzvah. From Avram Avinu to Matan Torah. On the other hand, they were doing it as a religious ritual, as a response to Tzivoy Hashem. So, what's the status of that Mila? Do you need to do a Tafas Damris to Levim or not? And the Ritva, Ramban, Rashba say, no. Exactly this Chiddush. That even though it's not the same mitzvah, but it's Metzias is the same act, and given the fact that it's not on a personal whim, but rather in a response to mitzvah, to tzivui Hashem, that is sufficient, and they, you know, it's a historical fact, but to the best of their their surmising, Shevet Levi would not have needed that. So says Menchas Chinuch, so too, Mamish Kidvarenu. That's exactly what we're saying about Ben Keturah. They're doing it not stam, like the Aravi Mahul, they're doing it as a response to tzivui Hashem. It's not the same tzivui as they're not obligated when they convert, but it's still tzivui Hashem, and therefore it's not enough. V'hineh, he adds, Avshalom nifru mikol makom hayachol mekabel haTorah v'lenitzavu adayin klal. But even though they were mechuyev in priya, it doesn't matter because now that they're being mekabel the Torah, that's sufficient. Ach be'emsa devarav, kasev lo domel haRavi mold einu mitzuvo b'nei ketura namilon eschayva elahem. So now he says, well, basically, if you go back to that ritva, maybe the Priya thing could be a problem. Kipirish Rashi, Nir Midvar, Vyamrinim, Dmekatura, Chav, Mimila, Kadasa Ramba, Moa, Yitzar, Kamkin, Atavas, Dambris, Bival, Yisrael, Mekomakum, Dabras, Tzarachim, Vibasi, Rakl, Orer. So, Halacha Lamaisa, if you have a Keturahite, you know, at work, and he asks, and he's so inspired by you, and he wants to convert, and he had a Bris Mila, because he's a religious Keturahite, so the Minchas Chinuch, Lamaisa, he hedges at the end, and he leaves it up as an open Shiloh. But in Lamdus, at least, he says, it's consistent conceptually in Lamdus, like the Ramban and others say about Levi, you can make the argument, at least make the argument, that it would follow through all the way to Ben Keturah.
How is the Tafas Dam
It doesn't.
The reason he's hedging is he's saying because they were mechuyev and priya, maybe that makes everything they did fundamentally dissimilar. Shave at Levi were mechuyev in everything.
So
it's a mamish an identical mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't be chayv dafka and hatavas dam. They would hypothetically be chayv only priya.
No, and hatavas dam, because the point is that that bris mila therefore didn't count.
So you have to do a tavas dam and a priya.
He doesn't say explicitly about a priya. Yeah, the ora priya may not exist. That's a metzias shaila. But I assume if the ora priya did exist, I assume you would have to do it.
On the tzad to say that it's different.
Exactly. Yeah. So now he says, next paragraph. Achnir leni is daiti. The kol hachakiro sanal hihechi dehamila lo haisa l'shem hachnasa l'das Yisrael. That's all, assuming that the mila was done just because I'm a keturite, and I figured I'd live my whole life in Tennessee as a righteous keturite. I never imagined becoming converted. But what if it was not that way? What if he had his bris as a keturite, but he had his bris because he wanted to convert? So what if he Taka did it? He had this inspiration. There was the Bible Belt, and there was a revival, and he decided he wanted to convert, and therefore anyway, he has a Ben Keturah. He knows he needs Bris Mila, so why don't I do it as a Ben Keturahite? You know, I can get more bang for my buck. If I'm going to do the Bris Mila anyway, I may as well have in mind I want to do this L'shem converting, L'shem Geirus. But then, nothing yet. We're developing a case. And then, let's say, and he doesn't explain why, just for whatever reason, instead of then 3 days later jumping into the mikvah, he waited 3 years. There was a major, major break, he says. Okay, or something like that. B'sha'a kama shanim ben amila ben atfilah. There's a big break. Afilu im ben tayim chazar v'lei ratzo litbo liyos Yisrael. Let's say the reason, this is frankly the most likely reason that there was a break, because he changed his mind. You know, somebody said to him, Joe, you thought that you might as well convert, because what's the big deal? I have to get a bris mila anyway? Huh, that's true. Maybe the bris mila, there's no thing hard. But do you know that the Jews, they can't eat hamburgers if it's got cheese on it, and they have to work on this, and they can't work on that. And whoa! So he changes his mind. So at the shas of the mila, at the time of the mila, sincerely, he was doing it with kavon, I want to be converted. But then, subsequently, he backs out. He changes his mind. The la'achar hamila who gamkin goy gamur lamaisa, that mila didn't do anything to make him a Jew. Rak de mila poel kishe yitvol acher kach nichnas lebris b'mila ubetvila. What would be the halacha in such a case? Eventually, when he was tovel, so the bris mila that he had l'shem gerus would work. There's no expiration date on it. So what do you see from this? Vadi lo ichpaslon. Emafilu chazer bein tzayim. Doesn't matter what happened in between. Came the mila has l'shem gerus and poshe b'ena yoser. So he says here, everything that I'm telling you now, that maybe a Ben Keturah would have to get a new Hatafa, that was only if he did his bris stam. But if he did his bris l'shem geiris, no matter how long it took eventually to get around to the geiris, then, Taka, he says, even I agree for sure, you would not need Hatafas dam bris. But Chayin nearly Pashat, similarly, he says the following interesting case. Im bezdin malu ger koton vihid biluhu kedino. Let's say you have an adopted child or something like this, and you have to do ger koton. So ger koton is matbilin osal das bezdin. It's its own very complicated sugya in Meseches Ksubis and Sanhedrin, exactly how it works. But lamaisa, the bezdin takes some form of an active role in being matbil the child. You can do the bris mila, obviously. You can put a kid in a mikvah. What's the main thing you can't do when the kid's a child? You can't have a consent. You can't have kabbalas and mitzvahs because the kid is a baby. So he points out, "Acharei ze kishavol hisgayer ein sarach hatafas dambris." I'm sorry, I skipped a line. I'm sorry. "V'achar ze kishehigdil micha denasa goyel mafrei." Now, how many cases that really could happen? And I don't just mean in metzias. I mean even in halachically, where the child is really rejected and therefore retroactively became a guy, and the whole conversion never was good. How common that could be is its own shaila. It's not that common. But it's certainly theoretically possible. Certainly on the books, it's theoretically possible, as the Gemara itself in Ksuba says. Acharei ze kishavol hisgayer, again, so just like we had the Ben Keturahite, who wanted to be converted, and changed his mind, and then changed his mind again. What if you have the child, who when he's hitting 13, like what 13-year-old, if you gave him a choice,
would want to get up for minyan, would want to put on tefillin. At 13, all of his friends are bitter and miserable, and he says, hey, my parents gave me a choice. I'm out of here. But then he matures, and he goes to Arjisra, you know, he gets connected to who knows who, and it's just why, and Lamai says, then he decides, you know, the grass is always greener, you never knew how good I had it. I want to be religious. So he cannot rely on the tefillah of when he was a baby, because he lost that by rejecting it at 13. So he's going to have to do a new Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And he's going to have to do a new Maisa Tefillah, Frek the Shaila Minchas Chinuch, would he need a Tafas Dam Bris or not? Or do we say that the Mila that was done when he was 8 days old, and when the parents thought they were on a process, which obviously did get frustrated and nullified, but does that Mila carry over? And the answer is yes. L'shitaso it does. Just like the Ben Keturah's Mila, and just like B'nai Levi's Mila, since it was done L'shem Mitzvah, or in this case L'shem Geirus, which is even better, that counts, even though there was a break in the middle, we got off track, now we got to get back on track. So too, he says, it would work for the katan. Begam Rabbeinu Tam, the footnote tells us, which Rabbeinu Tam are we talking about? The Rabbeinu Tam, who tells us that a ger who converts when he's mohul needs a hatafa. So here, how come we don't say this is a ger converting who's mohul? You should need a hatafa. Mode to have a ger. But here he would admit it. Because this is not the same thing as a non-Jew who had mila for refuah and then converts. Rabbeinu Tam says, you need a hatafa. This was done. L'shem geres v'zeh poshut. Then he adds a separate point, which is off our topic, which is a huge chiddush. He says, "Efsher the gam hatfila olalo kevetish nipol l'shem das Yisrael ve'ain tzarach litpol ora pam kibal esgar." A minute ago, when I was telling you, I assumed this davar poshut. This was not true, and I'm still convinced it's not true. Personally, not just that it's not a big deal, because I think that the tefila is the real ma'isa gerus. So the fact of the matter is that once you have the chiddush that a cotton can be mocha, so that mice, that's frustrated, and there's no simon, there's no kalos of that left, there's no token of that left. So I would guess you would have to go back. Rock tzarach lekabel mitzvahs kevashi ad ato goy bal iskayer bekat nusu lokila mitzvahs vadi tzarach kalos mitzvahs kedino. So he leaves that, you know, in the.
The door is always left open for a kid that's megayer, now he's 13, says I don't want it. According to the sheet, the door is always left open. He doesn't really have to do anything. He doesn't do
without. Well. Which is, you know, I mean, it's not a physically demanding action, but it's actually the biggest thing. Yes, the issue is, listen, in some level you would say the door is always left open, the door is open for any non-Jew, and it's level. But no, but your point is correct. How open is the door? So you might have thought he even has to have hatafa, let alone everything else. So then the door was only this bit open. His first chiddush, which I think is very plausible, is he won't need hatafa. So the door is a quarter way, you know, it's almost already halfway open, no hatafa. Then he wants to say maybe the door is three quarters open because maybe you don't even need mila. And I would argue that you probably need tefillah, excuse me, and therefore maybe it's only halfway open. Good. So now we have 10 minutes left. And it's not the same as being in person. So, the Minchas Chinuch here in Os Chavav here, which is a little bit down from where we just left off, he gets back to the issue of Kares. We started, I can't remember if it was a Shir 1 or Shir 2, we discussed the Machlokas, Rambam, and Ravid about Kares. So now the Minchas Chinuch wants to go back to that, and this is a good way to end. Not on a happy note, but at least it's an interesting topic to end with. So the Minchas Chinuch begins here, Yanki, it's Vihine B'mitzvah HaRishona. You had a Hine B'mitzvah?
Hine
Mila. So he says...
Close.
He says, if you look back to the mitzvah of Puravu, what if a person didn't do Puravu? Their mavata l'mitzvah, I say they didn't do Puravu. So what do you have to do? So says the Minchas Chinuch, you have to do tshuva. And you'd have to bring a korban olah like any bitul mitzvah, I say. So what about not doing bris milah? What do you have to do?
Yourself?
What if you didn't do bris milah yourself? You yourself didn't do bris milah.
You can always fix that.
Good. So what he says is, so that's obviously going to be connected to when are you chai. But let's say at some point, you know, you just, even in your heart of hearts, you've made the decision, I'm never going to do a bris milah. So what kind of thing would you do? So he starts off by saying tshuva and this, but then he immediately realizes that this is obviously relevant to the larger issue, because one thing that bris milah has, certainly different than puravu and almost any other mitzvah I say, is that bris milah has Kares. So this brings him to the famous Machlokes, which is where he quotes it here in the next paragraph. Va'ayin. He refers to the Rambam's famous Shita and the Machlokes, really, about Kares. I Loshan HaRambam Shekosov, the Einu Chayev Kares Ad Shiyomos, who Oril B'mezit. The Loshan of the Rambam is, the Einu Chayev Kares until you die, not have having a bris, and he adds, B'mezit. What do you think we could be medayik from that? So before we get to that, let's take a look at the next paragraph. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just take a look at the next paragraph. Avodas HaRavid, the Chayev Kares B'chol Yom. Achimal Nifter Makaris. No, says the Ravid. What kind of kula? Who's this make a dicka Rambam? Not until you die. You're 13. You didn't do a bris. You're Chayev Kares. End the story. Tomorrow you didn't do a bris. You're still Chayev Kares. The next day, you're still Chayev Kares. And if when I'm 21, I went to NCSY and then I did a bris milah. So then, Lama Freya, retroactively, you're not Chayev Kares anymore. But Yitaka always, you're always Chayev Kares. He said that's also the Shita of Tosfos in Maseches Machos. So about Tshuva here on the bottom, he says, Efshar Lomer, the Mikal Mokum, came to Over Isser Kares, Ach, the Niftar, Lomahani Tshuva, Vahavale, Over Achayuve Kares, to be in Tshuva, Vyom Kippurim, Vyusur Machaprim, etc. The Shaila he's discussing on the surface is, you know, the Rambam very famously tells us, and others accept, but the Rambam has the most famous description of it, that not every mitzvah, not every Avera, should I say, is tshuva enough. Tshuva works, but it may not be enough. Some Averas you need tshuva and Yisurin, some mitzvahs you need tshuva and Yom Kippurim, and some mitzvahs you need both of those and mitzvah, and there's even a small number that nothing can fully be mechaper for. So Achiv Kares, as he notes here, requires Yom Kippur and Yisurim to be mechaper. It's a bad, bad thing. Yom Kippur and Yisurim. So he's wondering, Alts the Ravid, according to the Rambam, it's no shaila, because as long as before you die, you did the bris, you were never chayev kares. You were mevatel mitzvah asay until then. Okay, so do tshuva, bring a carbon olah. But you don't have to worry about, if that, but you don't have to worry about the kares. But according to the Ravid, since I was 13 until I was 21, I was chayev kares. So now that I did a bris milah, the Ravid says retroactively, I'm not chayev kares anymore. But I was chayev kares. What, are you going to pretend that never happened? For 8 years I was chayev kares. So he says, maybe that chapsa nafkamina, that maybe tshuva is not going to be enough. Maybe, unfortunately for this person, maybe they would need the extra things. Now, this is the kind of shaila which is impossible to verify. Only the Baruch Shalom really knows. That's part of the definite, who said? That's part of the big machlokas about what kares is. That's part of the big machlokas about what kares is. The bottom line is, here's the question, and with this we're going to conclude. What about the following case? Somebody his whole life, either intentionally or unknowingly, whatever the case was, never did a bris. Then he decided he wanted to do it. And on his way to the Moel, he dropped dead. On his way to the Moel, he got into an accident. Nichras Hagid. There's nothing left to do anymore. He's in Onus. What do you say? Is he Chayiv Misa a Chayiv Kares or not?
Why wouldn't he be?
You tell me.
Are you equating those two as the same case?
He's no longer yeah.
No, don't we
well,
think
he's living.
If you want to do a mitzvah in your nanas, it's considered as if you did the mitzvah of Hashinkin. If you wanted to do an Avera, Hashem would
show up and tell you. He's not really mazed anymore.
Only a little bit, only for the Musar Shmuz.
Maybe it's not mazed anymore.
So that's
the right. It wouldn't matter. The right.
You're already getting fancy. I asked you, and you were saying, "So now
no,
tell
no,
me."
My idea is I don't understand why you would think that he
so
isn't.
Tell me why you. So tell me, what do you think?
Is he chayav kares? What's the question? Is he
chayav kares? I have a Jew,
right?
And either his children are coming to ask me because he's already dead, or he was maimed, and now he's coming to ask me.
Right.
Rabbi, am I chayev kares or not? My whole life I was bemezid, then I was chozer b'tshuva, and now I'm nenes. I want to do the milah, but now I can't. So I'm going to die without a bris milah, or in this case, he got hit by a kari taka die without a milah. But that was an onus. We know he wanted to do the bris. Is he chayev kares or not? 40 years he was mezid, then he was nenes. Is he chayev kares or not?
I would think so.
Don't look, Alan.
Alan's looking. No, no, you can get fancy. As long as you tell me you're getting fancy.
Oh, no, my initial instinct would be...
Your initial instinct was, of course you are.
Right, you're a dentist now, but the reason you don't have a bris is because you were amazing for 30 years.
Good.
That's the right.
So you just say yes. That's an argument yes. Anyone want to say no, and anyone want to say it depends?
Because if you say the Rambam, that you're only...
So you want to say depends. Before we say depends, anyone want to say just no? Who's just a nice guy?
This is all theoretical.
No.
Yosef, you're not nice.
There's no time to be nice.
No. You agree with Yosef?
Lamaze, you didn't. You
had 40 years to do it. You didn't do it.
You died without it. You're already passing the chiv of kares.
No, but the scenario is the guy got.
No, but again, if he's not, but if he's maimed, he will die without it.
But he had a psak kares, and he did nothing to take it.
So now we're ready for Barry. Barry, what do you want
to
say?
So according to the Rambam, if you only have kares at the time that you die, and it was bemazed at the time he died, it was no longer bemazed.
Good, but according to the Ravid,
we were chayv kares on an ongoing basis. So when
the deal is done, you have kares. So what Didi was saying subconsciously was really the Ravid. Yosef may think it's Lekulei Alma, but and there are those who suggest that perhaps the Rambam would agree. But the Minchas, Chinuch, and I believe the Rogachover as well, and the Tzafnas Panayach, they both make this clear that the Nafgemina Lamaisa between the Rambam and the Ravid is going to be the Shaila. Tchiloso b'mezid, v'sofo b'onis. According to the Rambam, the only thing we care about is Besofo. Because Rambam says you're not chayiv until you die. So at the shas of that you died, you were an onus. So you're not going to be chayiv misa, chayiv kares. But according to the Ravid, every day you didn't do it, you were chayiv kares. And there were many of those days that you were not doing mila b'mezid. So the fact that you didn't do the bris mila because of the shogeg, or the onus, that's only the latest reason why you didn't do it. But you had all those other years where you chose not to do it. And else that, you get in kares. That's the Minchas Chinuch Svara. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Rogachover is
something. But it sounds like the way that you initially explained about locus was not about... It's that the Rambam says you just not chayv until you were someone who's dead without a mila. Not that what your thoughts were in between the time of before you died, before someone died. In other words, the Rambam said every single day from 13 on, you are every day chayv kares, but the Rambam said, you're not chayv kares until you're in the ground without having a mila. What's the difference what you thought about it?
So that's an economic. That's what those other Acharonim, who I don't remember who they are, they argue that even Bedas the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch's Dios Yosef, is the fact that the Lashon of the Rambam is, who are El Bemezit.
Oh, that was the point you were making from that time.
Yeah, so though the others argue, what's the difference? The Chiv Mezid, the Kares, it was really a Shas 13. It's just Tali Yomid until I die. But he's, if you want to be Bedaik on that Lashon, then, okay? No Shir.